Hi, everybody. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Good stuff. We like that. Let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News, because that's a great way to kick off the good stuff. You know, that they talk a lot about the R word, that, you know, ranching word. And you know why? Because they're the experts. Cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read on Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out, tsln.com.
Something sent in to the Good Stuff program by Alan Bishop, and it's called Why Ben Ropes. Okay?
Okay.
My husband tells a story of when his boys were young. They were gathering at a neighbor's because the grazing there was done. The ride that day was nasty. The wind was blowing wet and cold. The boys were sure reluctant, but they did as they were told. They called the horses in and got all saddled up, put the horses in the trailer, then all piled in the truck. The boys were kind of little, but big enough to ride, so they mounted up and headed out, just a grumbling, side by side. There was whining and complaining the whole dang time we rode. It was cold, and they were wet. Can't we please just go home? If you want to be a cowboy, you have to be strong and tough. But he could tell by the look in their eyes, they'd pert near had enough. And that's when Ben looked up to him, his little face completely sober. I don't want to be a cowboy, Dad. I just want to be a roper.
Oh, that is very cute.
I want to remind you about the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Of course, they got started here last weekend, and Mother's Day weekend coming up. They've got more action, simulcast racing from Churchill Downs and more. Don't forget, they've got the Permit Challenge, the Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin' and more on May 16th. May 17th is going to be the second day of events with Range Riders Museum Breakfast. That starts it all off, and they'll cap it off with a street dance that night. And the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on May 18th. Check it out at buckinghorsesale.com. World-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale since 1951.
Let's take a trip back in time and hear something that Charles Osgood put together.
I like him.
Yeah, so do I. Responsibility. If you don't know who it is, take a few minutes sometime today and check him out. There was an important job that needed to be done, and no reason not to do it. There was absolutely none. But in vital matters such as this, the thing you have to ask is, who exactly will it be who will carry out that task? Anybody could have told you that everybody knew that this was something somebody would surely have to do. Nobody was unwilling. Anybody had the ability, but nobody believed that it was their responsibility. It seemed to be a job that anybody could have done if anybody thought he was supposed to be the one. But since everybody recognized that anybody could, everybody took for granted that somebody would. But nobody told anybody that we are aware of that he would be in charge of seeing it was taken care of. And nobody took it on himself to follow through and do what everybody thought that somebody would do. When what everybody needed so did not get done at all, everybody was complaining that somebody dropped the ball. Anybody then could see it was an awful crying shame, and everybody looked around for someone to blame. Somebody should have done the job, and everybody should have, but in the end, nobody did what anybody could have. And that's called Responsibility by Charles Osgood.
Something from Dwayne and Diana Hayes for the Good Stuff program today called Male Sensitivity. We all know that males are the more sensitive species. The room was full of pregnant women with their husbands. The class was in full swing. The instructor was teaching the women how to breathe and was telling the men how to give the necessary assurance to their wives at this stage of the pregnancy. She said, "Ladies, remember that exercise is good for you. Walking is especially beneficial. It strengthens the pelvic muscles and will make delivery that much easier. Just take several stops and stay on a soft surface like grass or a path." She looked at the men in the room, and, "Gentlemen, remember, you're in this together. It wouldn't hurt you to go walking with her." The room suddenly got very quiet as the men absorbed this vital information. Then a man at the back of the room slowly raised his hand. "Yes," answered the instructor. "I was just wondering if it would be all right if she carries a golf bag while we walk. The level of sensitivity just can't be taught."
What do you do with that, ladies? I don't know. We just have to move on. Let's thank all the radio stations, stations like Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. KNEB, 960 AM and 100.3 FM, your trusted voice. And Valentine, Nebraska, 940 AM, the voice of the Sandhills.
And that's the good stuff.